Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Christ Today. And let us give prayer of thanks to our Heavenly Father and fill us, Father, with your peace and your joy and love us as we investigate what our future holds for us and give us understanding so that we may see what it is we need to prepare for in our spirit and materially. Also, Father, let us be faithful to you. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. These days, there are a few people who are looking at their debt, and it's causing them problems. And you see, Christ wants his people to be free. And while we are slaves to debt, we are not free. So here we have our own personal lives. So many of us have credit card and other kinds of debt. And then our nation is also full of debt. And that when our nation was originally founded on principle of freedom and liberty, with desired principles that were biblical. That's what the founders wanted. And on the other hand, we can read in that holy book, and it says, the borrower is servant to the lender. Now, thankfully, whatever your case, Jesus loves us all. No matter what our financial status is, if we are bond or free. But the point is, it's a better life when we're free and we're not in bondage to debt. So, yeah, whatever the way you are is, Jesus loves you. You can be rich or poor or a slave. But we should probably try to work things out so that we are not in debt. It's a much easier way to live. So, there's some consequences from all the decisions we make, and just wanted to mention the financial ones for a moment, because we all, seems like every one of us these days, are in some kind of a debt, either to a credit card or to a house or whatever it is, we owe money. And I want to say again that to be financially secure, we need to owe no man a thing. No debts. And in our society, it is a very difficult thing to do. But we can remember that it is the way we want to be. That's our goal. That's our desire. And so we work towards that end. Now, our country also has a great, big, huge national debt. And what that means is there are things they are buying, and they have no choice for the things that are optional, because they owe to the programs, they owe to this, they owe interest on our debt, huge interest. Oh, wouldn't that free up a lot of money? But the point is just like with our family, our states and our country are all in debt, as a rule. So, it just means that we have fewer choices because we have that debt and we have to get it paid off. Now, one of the things I like to remember is that million, billion, trillion, because they just sound like words and they roll off our tongue and it doesn't seem to have an impact on us. So, I like to count it off in seconds, a million seconds. How long is that? It's about 12 days. A billion seconds, how long is that? It's 32 years. And a trillion seconds is 32,000 years. So all these things we are trying to battle so that we can live the most righteous life that we can. And that, of course, is each one's choice, but we still want it that way. So back to another subject. I am a Christ follower. You're a Christ follower in all likelihood, or you wouldn't be listening to a Christian radio station. But I have been interested in, and I still am, in events in the world. World events. There are all sorts of things going on. And just lately, what do I hear? I hear talk about the troubles and the calamities that are coming this way, both to our country and to our personal lives. Now, what does that mean? It means we need to pay attention. That's the big thing it means. And everybody has a different orientation, and that's why I don't promote one way or another. I can talk about it, but the big thing I like to do is look at your own situation and you figure out what it is that you want and the things that you want to do. Now, this goes to every level of finance, of where you live, the kind of clothes you wear. Clothes. Let's talk about clothes for a minute. So, if you knew that there was going to be a disaster nearby, what kind of clothes would you choose? Well, it probably would make a difference if it was summertime or wintertime or rainy. All these things have an impact on what clothes you wear. And whether it's just for ordinary everyday life like we live, or if it's for some kind of a disaster situation, we all want to have the right clothes. But what are the right clothes? Well, you just have to think about it, because it makes a difference to you. And if there was a disaster, you have to remember that there probably won't be a washing machine to wash your clothes. So what does that mean? It means you have to be able to have clothes that you're comfortable in when you do chores. It might be fixing the water line. It might be, well, who knows what it could be, but there's so many things we do. But you have to have whatever clothes that are the most appropriate. And it might be clothing with pockets, or it might be no pockets. I know my wife and I have different ideas about what clothes we want to wear. Probably each one of you has different ideas as well. You know, for me, I like pockets. For me, I like pants. And she says, no pants for me, honey. So that's just the way it is. Now, what about hats? I think hats are another good thing. Hats keep us warm in the winter. You'll probably want a stocking cap because it goes over your ears. Or they keep the sun out of your eyes, if it has a brim, in the summertime. So you just, they're different hats and different purposes. They're different clothes and different purposes. And each one of us has choices. There's so many choices. Well, just think about what you might encounter and decide on what you want for clothes. You might want to clothes that aren't too bright in color or too white in color, ones where you can get a stain on them and it just doesn't matter. I do like to think of natural fiber clothes, you know, especially cotton, that's the big one. Silk also works great. It's a good insulator and it doesn't catch on fire. See, the natural fibers, if you're tending a fire or doing something around the stove, if a synthetic fire starts to burn, it's pretty hard to put it out. But a natural fiber you can put out just by hitting it with your hand most of the time. So you just think about what kind of clothes you have in mind for your situation of just in case. Roomy is another good idea. Get roomy clothes. Clothes that have enough room. For instance, you might want to wear two sets of clothes. If it's cold and the furnace isn't working, either from electricity or for gas, that is natural gas, stoppages, you don't know. But it's often enough nice to wear two sets of clothes to keep you warm, especially at night. So just give some thought to what kind of clothes you would want to wear in a disaster. There's all kinds. And everybody of us, we have our choices because we're individuals. We like some things, we don't like others. So you just give that some thought. Look at it in advance so that you're able to have some of those clothes around and even set aside for that disaster. Okay, so what is coming? We don't know. We do not know the future. We can only guess at it. God alone knows what the future holds. And so what do? Well, I think it's just a good idea to pray because we do want to hear God's direction. We want to have that relationship with our God, our Lord and our Savior, through Jesus Christ. So you can do that through prayer, of course, and then the Bible is a good source for helping things along through your understanding. That biblical understanding is a good thing to have for how we live, how we stay faithful to God. So go ahead and look. Make these things count for you. And remember, for all these things, there are plenty of differences for what we understand and what we act upon. And the acting reflects our understanding, and it reflects what we know. So that is something we always want to pay attention to. How am I acting? It's important. And it's also important not to judge other people on how they act or speak. We judge them for a social context, but not for in God's context. God is the judge alone. He judges the salvation of each person. And what do we say to that? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, it's important that we don't judge that element of salvation for people. And we can often think about people we've said, oh, you're going to hell if you're doing that. Well, you know what? I think you better be real careful with those kind of judgments. And of course, I include myself in that. But watch those words and those judgments, because God is the discoverer and the discerner of our hearts and our actions. And I know there's been too many people who've been turned away from Christianity because people have judged them and judged them harshly because they say, you're sinning. Whoa, you better change or you're going to hell. It's surprising how many times words just like that have been said. And that's the last place we want to be. We are not supposed to judge people, especially on their going wherever they're going eternally. So, I know, I've seen these examples. Maybe some of you will remember them. You're going to hell because you have gone to the movies, and movies are of the devil. I know, that's going back a few years, but it still was said, and it still made a big difference on a lot of people. And for the women listeners, maybe you'll remember it being said to you, you're going to hell because you're wearing pants, and women must not wear a man's style of clothes. Well, that is in the Bible, but it doesn't talk about the hell part. It just talks about a woman shall not. But that's Old Testament. Hey, there's a lot of things that we have to discern for ourselves, but we also know there's things that are just good to do or good to not do. And another one I've heard said is sorry about the language, but you're going to hell because you danced with or looked lustfully at a woman or a man of the opposite sex. So the point is, just stay away from those kind of judgments, as you really need to, especially don't speak them. So rock and roll music was once a subject to that. Those words, I know it goes back a ways, but it still is something that has happened to many of us. Many of us have heard somebody say, or have had it said too, you're going to hell because of what you're doing. Might be listening to rock and roll music. There was lots of that going on. Anyway, the point is, each of us is alive today, And whether we are a Christ follower or a worldly person, each one of us has done and said things in error, things that if we could do over again, we wouldn't, things that we have seen. It just doesn't have enough evidence to what it is we said, and it was hurtful. So if you still can go to a person that you've hurt, I hope you remember that you can do that. You can ask for forgiveness. And you can ask for God's forgiveness too, through Jesus Christ. All these things, good to do. So we want to follow Christ. We want to follow Jesus. And somehow we want to know him better. We want to follow God through Jesus Christ more closely. That's just plain and simple, and everybody knows that, don't we? So let's just talk another minute about preparedness, because we have things coming up that who knows what the situation is. I don't know, but there's more possibilities than there ever have been of things just going to a bad place where we need supplies. So it's good, because preparedness is something I've had to do in my life because of the places I've gone and traveled where there was no resupply. Now, some of us go to a grocery store 3-4 times a week. Sometimes we go every day. What does that mean? We don't have enough of what we need. We didn't provide for what we needed. We didn't figure out how to substitute and make something else work. So there are situations where in this world we might be have to do without a grocery store. Excuse me. And so if we don't have a grocery store, what do we do? What do we do? We make do with what we have. That's what we do. So there's plenty of people who don't want to store up. Why? One of the reasons, they say God will provide. God will provide. I don't have to do anything. Well, you can look back in the Bible and you can see providing was a good thing to do. It was a really good thing to do. Sure, so you're going to say the grocery store will provide. Well, it might. It's just one of those unknowns. There's all sorts of things that could happen, and it could be for a short time, and it could be for a long time. And the whole fact is we don't know what will happen. We just don't even know. So there's examples in the Bible that illustrate the great benefit of having extra food. And some people would call that preparedness. Well, call it what you like, but just realize it's a good thing to have some extra things on hand for eating, and that's an individual choice. Like I said, some people won't do anything. They say, oh, God will provide. They really do. I've heard that many, many times. But because we don't know the future, we can look at the past. And certainly I've had a lot of fun studying history. And it's unclear to me that preparedness, how could you say it was not a good idea? It's a good idea. So it is clear that preparedness is a good idea. And too often in history, we look back on things and it's pretty clear. But to use that same view of what's coming in the future, so let's look at history. Well, that's not quite so clear, because it's just different, but somehow you are the only one who gets to do it, because do you really want to do what you're told to do? I could tell you what to do. The Office of Emergency Services for the state of California could tell you what to do. FEMA could tell you what to do. And I just see those things as we need them all the time, so why not get a few extra for food? We need it. We need it. Some food that'll last. Get that. And we don't know the future, but we do know, oh boy, yeah, look at Matthew chapter 24. Oh, that tells you about the future. Doesn't sound too good just before Jesus comes back to the earth. Is that now? Well, there certainly are people who believe it. Nah, let's save that for another time. But we all recognize, I think, that there's certain signs that indicate Jesus could return. Some say at any time, some say another one or two things have to happen. Really, have a look at it, and then you decide. It's a simple question. Do you want to be prepared with these things or not? How will you protect yourself against certain difficulties? And I don't know what they are. You don't know what they are. The Office of Emergency Services doesn't know, and FEMA doesn't know. But we sure don't go very far if we don't have food and water. So, by all means, have food, have water, have spices. To add flavor to the plain old food. It's just what you should do. Don't forget the pot, a propane stove. Oh, here we go. Oil, sugar, salt, wheat. That'll go a long ways. And then you get flavorings to go along with that. You'll need a probably cast iron pot to cook it in because it gives a person iron. And then you'll need a camp stove to cook it on. There's more and more things. I don't mean that that's the only thing to get, but that's easy. Grains last and last and last. And if you get wheat, you can sprout the wheat. And that's good for your greens, too. Oh, just have a think about it, because I can't tell you. Nobody can tell you. If you did, you'd already have the recommended 4 days of food and water in your home. You know, we forget that someday a water line might break. And, you know, I've had that happen twice in my life, where a water line broke and I didn't have water for half a day once, and the other day was into the next day, so over 1 day. So, yeah, if everything goes good, the water lines get fixed and we get our water. But please have a look at that water situation. That's just essential. So, there are things going on. I talk about these things, but I really, really do not want you to look at the scary part, because it's just a part of life. Whether it's a natural disaster, a man-made disaster, or even a financial collapse. One of these things, it's just amazing how many people see them as happening, but we don't know they will happen. But I know that I was listening to that YouTube again, and this happened for the second time now. I was doing something in another room, and the YouTube comes on and starts talking this scary, scary stuff about what we're in for in our nation. And that's the last thing I want to do. Don't get scared about this. It's just a possible, but it's also with some likelihood. And the thing is if you have nothing, it's surely that you will get nothing, because if there is a disaster, everything will close down. Everything closes up tight, and there's nothing you can do about it. The stores won't sell their food. And how long does it take to get some organization in there? Do you really want to wait for a church from out of state or out of the area comes in and says, these people need food and clothes, so we're going to help them? Well, you get what they get. If you don't like the food that you have for your storage, you might not like their food either. So really, really, I just want to encourage you so much to get a few things that you like, things that you want, that you choose. After all, some people like garlic and some people don't. That's a choice. So, or how much salt do you like in your whatever it is? Everybody has a different idea. But if you want what you want, then get what you want. And have enough of it. That's a really big, big thing, is to have enough. So do you know that the conditions today are such that anything could happen? I do think we're going to have a few good years ahead of us, but really the way that all the things are lining up, I recognize that things could suddenly come into a very difficult situation. And I don't know what it is. I don't know when it'll be. All I mean to say is there is that possibility. It's a real possibility that things would suddenly fall apart. Yeah, I just heard last night about there being a solar, a coronal mass ejection from the sun, and that that put some satellites out of business, and it made an electrical outage in Quebec, Canada. So we got over that just fine. But the thing is we just don't know. We just don't know what's coming. So I say, go ahead, think about what kind of things could happen, and then you do something. I have ideas, but you're the one who has to make the choices. About the financial system, I know I talk about that sometime, but it's just huge. And for better or worse, surprises just do happen. We don't know what the surprises are. We usually don't know what we can do about them because by that point, it's already been an occurrence. So what do? Too late to do anything. You just live through it. But that's why I want to tell you about there's some things that you can do. Again, should I tell you what to do? Well, I do have ideas, but really it's completely up to you to look. And you will be satisfied with your ideas much more than you would of my ideas. It was about 19 years ago that I started feeling, looking at the system of money and seeing that the monetary system or the financial system had some basic instabilities in it. That's what I saw. It didn't look good to me. So I said, am I just looking at things wrong? What's going on here? So I decided to seek professional people, financial people, and surprisingly, some of them I just bumped into here and there, and some of them I did seek out, and it was kind of interesting because if you just ask the question, how are things going to be, every one of them had a great outlook. They said, oh, things will be fine. There's no problems in this system. Our financial system is a sound system. So I ended up talking. I think it took 8 months to find these people and really have an in-depth conversation with them. And it's most of them I didn't know. I just ran into them here or there. But these were people who had a good understanding of our financial system. So after I asked them, is the system okay? Are things going to work out? And every one of them said yes. And then I said, well, let me ask you about your financial training. What about what you learned when you were going to school? What about the economic fundamentals that you learned in your education? What about those? Now, according to those principles, do you still think that our financial system is sound? So with further questions, I found out that 7 out of 8 of those people said, no, the system is not sound. And that was those 19 years ago. So if you just ask a question, yeah, the system's great, the system is sound. But if you ask them a little more in depth, which is what I did, they said, no, the system is not sound. So all these things are for each one of us to decide and discern. What do we do? What should we do? So today, those fundamentals of soundness in our financial world are way, way less sound. They are way further out of norm, out of ability to recover. And so I'm not exactly sure what I want to tell you to do. It's just that I say, hey, have a look. So, you know, some people like things and some people don't. Some people like food, some people like flashlights, some people like sleeping bags or clothes for your disaster items. And so all these things are what you have to decide. Do you like looking at the financial thing? Do you like having a plan that shows that you're going to pay off your debts and be debt-free? I don't know, but I do say whatever happens, do not panic. Do not live in fear, because whatever is coming is coming. And we don't know what it is, but there's still, we can see the evil or danger, whatever you want to call it, coming. And what do? We step out of its way so it will pass us by. It's just not an easy thing to look at and say, oh, how much time do I have? We don't know that, and we don't know what you should do. But you do, because it's your situation. So look at it. There's so many things that could happen in these days. A natural disaster could happen. A financial collapse could happen. And I do think we're setting up for probably both of them. But we can't say that they will happen. But you can make little steps or big steps about how to overcome the problems that you would face if they did collapse or a natural disaster occurred. So you have to look at what you want, and also remember that what you want, if there is some kind of a problem, collapse, or whatever you want to call it, the things you want just might not be available. Whether it's a piece of plywood for boarding up your windows or medical tape at some local store. It just, when there's a demand for things, things suddenly get out of stock. And you will see that it takes a while, a week or two, to get things back in stock. So this is just another lesson to look at what you consider to be important and prepare by getting those things. We could have anything happen. And I remember a story that I heard. It's a true story about a professional man, a lawyer. That was his trade. And he was he went into business in the mid-20s. And he was doing just fine, even well. And then what happened? That crash came in 1929, and the Great Depression started. So he did have some clients that kept with him, but they said, we just don't have any money. We can't pay you, but we would like you to do this deed or whatever it is they wanted him to do. So he did have a few things he was doing, and he did bill people, but they couldn't pay. So after that depression, this was so instructive to me. It was 5 months before he had any income whatsoever. Any income that he could bill or that was paid. That's what it was, that was paid. 5 months without any income whatsoever. So could such a thing happen? Well, our economy is not in such great condition. Look at what's going on with retail. It is just falling and falling and falling in its profitability and in the number of sales that it makes. So it's just a question. Another story from the Depression era, which I heard, this was from an older man. He spoke, this was probably 15 years ago too, and he spoke about his grandparents and his experience during the Great Depression. So here's the short and simple story that he said. I heard him say these words. My granddaddy got a loan from the bank to buy $35 of seed for his farm. And his granddaddy's neighbors didn't have a loan. And then the Depression came, and my granddaddy's neighbors kept their farm. And my granddaddy did not keep it. That was for a $35 debt. And I know money was different then, at least 10. But it still goes to show you that when things tighten up, they really, really do tighten up. So that's something we can be aware as we get into our problem with our debt in this nation, the debt in our households. Everybody owes and owes, so there is less and less room for, what do they call that, optional spending, discretionary spending. So, just consider all these things. And so, I know what happened to a couple of days ago to me, too. I had a big concern, and like I said, I was in the other room, I was doing some work, and I left the television on. YouTube was on. And so I heard it. I heard it because I didn't want to come back. My hands were a little messy, so I didn't want to touch the TV. And these shows just came on. I couldn't help but get excited and worried because of the picture they were presenting. So it was not a good picture. And I have to tell you that each one of us has to rationally decide what it is that either is happening or could happen. And that's, no one knows this but you. I mean, if I was to tell you what to do, you not only wouldn't like it, you wouldn't do it. And that's the same with every one of us, every one of these people on this earth. Nobody likes to be told what to do. If we did, we would all have our 4 days of water and food, because that's what the Office of Emergency said. The Office of Emergency and FEMA, they all have these things where we should have things on hand for 4 days worth of water and food. So do we? 4 days of water, a gallon each per person? Probably that's just for drinking and for food. It's not for showering or anything else or for washing dishes. Yeah. Oh. So if they're talking about 4 days of water and food, they're talking about 40 gallons. Four gallons for one person. And if you add a spouse or children or neighbors, then the amount of water you could need would easily have a zero tacked onto it instead of 4 gallons, 40 gallons, or who knows what. You know, these are all things we have to decide, but if water doesn't come out of your tap, where are you going to get it? It's just so very important to have some on hand. So they talked about things happening on that those couple of YouTube things in a row. They talked about natural disasters like earthquakes and volcanoes, and how they've been increasing every year for the last several decades. They have. Volcanoes, earthquakes have just increased every year for the last probably 15 years. I'd have to look to see what it really was, but I know we have more and more, and we have active volcanoes that are spewing lava. And so those are natural disasters that really could happen. Another thing they were talking about, and I do agree, were a system-wide financial collapse. Are we talking about the United States? Sure. We could be talking about the world, too. But there could be a collapse coming, and one of the things that they talked about was this May 15th date, which is already here. But so it doesn't mean that they can't pass emergency measures and have things go on for a few months at least. But there is a little conflict in our federal government between Republicans and Democrats. And so if they can't agree on a budget, I don't know what that means, but it's just a question. We don't know what'll happen. Apparently they're getting to not like our national debt, $19 trillion, or now I guess 20. It's just huge. It means that we do not have options to spend on the things that we want as a nation. So if there was going to be a collapse, it would be pretty serious. A national government collapse? Woo! Just think of that. Worldwide, it would have huge effects. And then right now we have the Deutsche Bank of Germany. They have close ties financially with so many, maybe all of the major banks of the world. It just might be every, but it certainly is most. And they also have a vast number of businesses that they are attached to. Deutsche Bank, if it were to go down, it would be a huge problem. And they are finding that they need to raise money, both for a fine that the U.S. government levied on them, and we'll see, they're paying the money. And so their profits have gone down because of how they have done business and how people view them as having their business done. So it's just a question, if Deutsche Bank goes bankrupt, it would be a really bad problem. It would escalate into all the other areas of the world. So just remember to think about these things, think about them and ponder. Don't get filled with gloom and doom. That's not good for anybody. But just have a look at these things. There's lots of things to look at for the what if situations. It doesn't mean panic. It does not mean to have fear. But just think, what would you do? Oh, that's what I say. Think, plan, and do. Think about what the problems are or could be. Plan about what you would do if it did happen. And then you do something and you take steps so that you are prepared for just in case something significantly serious happens. That's about all we can do. Think, plan, and do. And it is so important that you do it, because other people, if they decide for you, I don't think you're going to be doing it. So consider what ordinary problems are that you could run into. Just ordinary ones. Like a little cut on your finger is one. Or you trip over something and you fall. That's another. These are the kind of ordinary problems. Or a car problem. All these things are ordinary problems that are relatively small when you have what you need to fix them. So you consider those, not just those great big ones, those large problems I just said, like, oh, if there was a natural disaster, if the financial system collapses, or if there was a worldwide crisis. All these things can happen. And you know what? The experts have made plans, because just like the military, those financial people, they make plans too. And they know what they're going to do. Probably what they're going to do is what happened in Greece. And they're going to place a hold on your bank account and maybe take some percentage of whatever is in that bank account. That's kind of a thing that they have done because to get money instead of spend it all on the national level. So besides the car problems or whatever kind of cut problems you have, just something, you can fix those little problems, but you also want to be able to look at what the large problems are, like an earthquake or a power outage that lasts for a long time. And of course, there's the things that you need, like water. Water is so essential. You just have to have water for just in case things do get closed down. Everybody needs water. So think about what you would do if certain things happened. Like I said, an earthquake is pretty possible. A power outage, that's possible. And there's the large financial picture, too. Well, you just want to give some thought, get some things. Of course, I do think of Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Katrina, that happened in 2005, and it involved the New Orleans area and surrounding areas. That was such a calamity. Oh, people suffered. Probably my favorite thing to say about that was it took FEMA almost 2 months before they could get in there with any amount of significant help. 2 months before help arrived. That's a long time. So it just realize that you don't know what the time frame is. Nobody does. But it could be longer than you think. And that's what I want to point out to you. Those after Hurricane Katrina, why, even though they had supply from outside the area, there were plenty of emergency personnel who still did not have the supplies they needed. And so they went without. But it's just an illustration that things that are serious can happen, they do happen, and we don't want to be a victim of the circumstances that could befall us. So think, plan, and do. Only you can answer the question of what it is you want to do. Nobody else can answer that question for you. If you wanted that question answered, you could always ask several government agencies and they will tell you what to do. But it seems to not work so well when you're told what to do, so you just give it some thought. Think about it. Pray about it. Ask God for those things which will be good for you to have. You want to do that? You want to respond to God and His love? And you want to walk with Him? Hear His voice? That's what you want to do. I think everybody does. It's just that so few people have the discipline to do it. Or orientation. Well, you just go ahead and do it. So, if you want some more consolence, to be consoled by something, if you want to know what to do, do have a look into that big book, you know, the Bible, for the just in case. Because there are things going on, and it does tell us how to deal with lots of things in life. There's a couple of chapters I like to look at of just things happening just before Jesus' return. And there's really getting to be signs of Jesus' close return. Of course, only the Father knows the day and the hour. But if you see these things going on, you can take a few steps just to prepare for that too. Your spiritual life is so essential. Of course, your physical life is important too. And so look at these things for yourself, judge these things for yourself, and go ahead, look at Matthew chapter 24 and Luke chapter 21. Those are just, they get my attention. So I think what those two chapters indicate, just real quick and easy, is famine and earthquakes. So it just makes me want to remind you, get food, get water. Have something to cook it on. Okay. So, that's why we want to get prepared, is so that we can have our own needs satisfied, but also show the love of God through Jesus Christ. See, that's one of those things, love. That's Jesus' commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Wow. That just gets me. I guess you could look at John 13:34. It talks about that. There's another place in John 15 that says it too. But you have to figure these things out. You're the one. But do something. Okay, we can do a lot of things to show love. When nobody has water, nobody has food, and you do and you share it, that's sharing the love of God. So you have a look, and then you decide. How are you going to share the supplies that you have? If there was some sort of a natural disaster or man-made disaster, how are you going to share what you have? Think of those things. Go ahead. Have some considerations. What are you going to do to share Christ's love with the other people? It'll be different for the saved and the unsaved, but these are things that you have to discern. You have to look at. You have to figure it out. What are you going to do to help other people? And do remember that if you want to help somebody, you need to have extra. Not just what you need for those 4 days or 2 weeks or whatever the time period is. You have to have enough for other people. So I surely do say look at that. But there again, it's your decision. But you cannot make good decisions unless you look at the question first. So that's what I want to say. Look at what could happen. Because there are things going out on. We see signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. Stars being the constellations and what's going on with that. Well, that's probably too big a subject for right now. But I do want to think about that we have had those blood moons. What do the blood moons mean? Well, it's not quite like we know. A lot of people say nothing happened during those blood moons. But things did happen. It's just not what you were expecting. So, have a look. I think there's another huge sign coming up, and that is the constellation Virgo. If you look at Revelation 21:11, it talks about there being a sign in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and that is getting ready. It's basically happening, but that could come accumulate into an event on September 23rd, 22nd. Right in there, they're talking about this is a date when something could happen. Do I believe it? No, but I will pay a little attention to it. I might believe it yet, but you should look at it too. So if that is, in fact, the start of the Great Tribulation, yes, I know we're all skeptical because for so long nothing has really happened but it hasn't. You just have to figure that out for yourself, but realize there's the possibility. You have to see, what could it mean? Well, you have to see what these signs just might mean. Who knows? Who knows? But I could tell you, but you wouldn't want to do anything I told you to do, so you better figure out what you want to do for what just might be some really difficult times coming out. Oh, yeah. So, you will want to, like I said, have provisions for yourself. Have some provisions for others. Because that's showing the love of God through Jesus Christ. You certainly want to do that. That's what preparedness is about. Is having things not just for you. You want to stay alive because you want to do God's will on earth. You want other people to be alive so that they can have a relationship with you and with God through Jesus Christ. That's a very important thing. So, did I ever say have some Bibles on hand? Yeah, have some Bibles. If you want the less expensive ones, there's plenty of King James versions around that are, sometimes they're at the dollar store, but they sure are hard to read because the printing is so small. But you'll have to figure that out. Think about it. Plan something, and then do it. You have to figure out what these answers are. Only you know. So figure it out. So as I go ahead and talk about these things, I still would appreciate some comments back from anyone who's listening because I would like this show to be pleasing to you. So if you have a direction you would like, please contact me. John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And if you want to email me, that's fine. The email is prepareforgod@usa.com. That's all lowercase and no spaces. prepareforgod@usa.com. And remember, you can always listen to past shows. Sometimes there's some really good guests on, and sometimes it's just me talking. Go to www.christtoday.org, all lowercase, no spaces. And it's on January 7th, 2017, there was my starting point where I started the preparedness things, and it's still not a bad show. You could listen to that. It has a bunch of things that are tied together. I kind of like that form of broadcast. But you can listen to it, okay, Christ Today, on the internet. So go ahead, do that, click that. Look for the Christ Today program, page. The Christ Today page, it has the KKXX logo on top, and it has my name in the middle. So please, go ahead and have a listen. And like I said, if you want to listen to other shows on preparedness, that's good. January 7th, 2017 was a kind of a, I don't know, I kind of like that one. But there's other ones you can listen to. January 21st, 28th, February 11th, March 4th, and today, March 11th. So anyway, all these shows are going to be things that, 11th, and today the 18th. So all these things that you can look at and I do remember I like to get feedback from my listeners, so please give me a comment and tell me what you would like to hear. If there's more of this information that you would like, that's available too. Like I said, just give me a communication. So don't forget the very basic things. I think one of the most basic ones is your relationship with God. Don't neglect that one. That's really important. Your relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And often enough, that means using a Bible. So have that, and then have any other things. I look at the problems because it tells me there really are problems going on, and what do you want to prepare yourself and not have so much trouble when it comes, if it comes. And a lot of people think first aid, that's good. There's a lot of things you can do with first aid, and I certainly recommend the basics because most people don't know how to even use the advanced first aid. So anyway, the basic first aid covers 90% of your needs anyway. So have those few basic things that you will want. Triple antibiotic ointment, gauze pads, and medical tape, probably 1 inch. It comes in a roll, and it's nice to have enough. So those are things that are just plain ordinary. If you are in an emergency situation, you want to remember to give hope to people. Give comfort. Give comfort to people. Show hopefulness in whatever's going on. And then you have the basic things that you do with any situation. If there's blood, you stop the flow. If there's a hole that you're losing air with, you plug it. And if there's something broken, you stabilize it. Those are the basics. And how do you do that? With all the supply stuff you have, don't worry, do something. More help can follow. You also probably want to have plenty of pain relief. And there's different ones that different people like, so have some of that. There's antihistamine, which is a good idea. And some people, besides the triple antibiotic, like hydrocortisone cream, it's good too. But you just have to decide, think and decide, what do you want to have on hand? That triple antibiotic is really a good thing. It just always gets used. Burn relief is another one you might want to think of, because burns are especially painful, especially to children. Sometimes there's insect bites. You can get some relief from that with a topical. So it's just, you have to figure it out. What do you want? Do you want scalpels? Do you want needles? Do you want an eyewash cup or an esophageal tube? No, you just get what you know how to use. Don't worry about all the other stuff. And pretty much everybody knows how to use tape surgical pads and triple antibiotic. So just get what you know how to use. So there's all these things. Who knows what the situations will be when a disaster hits? You don't know, and I don't know. But the thing is prepare for things that are surprises. You just don't know what will happen. And food and water are the most basic things that you will want to have on hand. But everything else makes a difference too. So think about it. Figure it out. Write it down. Speaking of writing it down, in your medical supplies have a paper and pencil, because you should write down everything that you do and the situation you're dealing with. So you just go ahead and think. Think. It's so very important about what kind of things you're going to dealing with. Oh, I just thought of another thing. Anti-diarrheal is a very good one to have, because with questionable water, you don't know what it is. So Heavenly Father, help us to understand, help us to prepare. There's so many things that we can only see what we see. And we want to have your eyes. We want to see what you would tell us to do. And so, Father, we ask that in Jesus' name, to be with us as we examine what to do. And then be with us as we do it, too. Father, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving for all that you've given us. And amen. Glory, glory.